Obviously, a lot of people have reservations about what's going on. All we can do is try and live with this thing, and this is part of our makeup. This is part of our DNA to be here, to be involved in football, and whether it's club football or inter-county football. And I know the people in Kerry have been really looking forward to today. And look, I'm glad we got a bit of a result for them, and I hope they enjoyed watching it.
Okay, that was Kerry manager Peter Keane speaking yesterday after their win against Monaghan. And of course, the GAA Championship is due to start next week after a long wait and a lot of debate, and still, I guess, at this point, a lot of uncertainty. Des Cahill, good afternoon.
Hiya, Brendan.
Hi, Des. So, Des, the GAA believe this can be done safely, and clearly we've heard a lot that this is the kind of morale boost that the country needs right now.
Yeah, well, obviously life and death is the most important thing and it takes its place. But given how yesterday went when the inter-county season resumed and we had reporters at all of the matches, I mean, there was a host of matches yesterday inter-county. There was Division 1, 2, 3 and 4 in the leagues. There was the under-20 semi-finals and a host of games in the Minor Hurling and Football Championship, the Ladies Football Championship, the Camogie Championship. And they all passed off perfectly well, as I expected they would. I still think there's people who don't follow GAA closely are rightly concerned about what happened around club championships, but this is an entirely different setup. The GAA, just for people who don't follow it closely, the GAA had over 20,000 club fixtures during the lockdown, over 20,000, and problems arose from maybe 20 of those. I'm not here to defend the GAA. I totally accept there were issues with them, and I'm not defending.
Yeah, and look, in fairness, it was off the pitch a lot of it, wasn't it? All of it.
Oh, it was all off the pitch. There was no record of anything on the pitch. It was when a cup coming back to a village or a town, which has been pointed out, that was the problem. And it was like generally it was pub outside the GAA walls, you know. But that's not defending it. But people did not adhere to the social guidelines then, the social distancing, etc., in those circumstances. You can put it down to maybe what Peter Keane said about the DNA. You know, you're waiting 74 years and you win the final and no one's at it and they all come out to meet the players when they come back. That's what happened. It wasn't right. That's what happened. But the inter-county setup is completely different in that players arrive. People mightn't realise players arrive in their tracksuits. They take off their tracksuits and start their warm-ups. And then they leave.
And listen, Kerry team yesterday, Des, they drove there 400 kilometres, I think. Presumably they all had to drive in their own cars, yeah? Got out, warmed up, played a match and drove home.
Yeah, there's two brothers were able to go together, the Cliffords, I presume. But that's what was done. I mean, whether neutral venues should be used, I think that could be a solution. You know, that you don't have people travelling so far. Louth went down to Cork, Antrim went to Wicklow, you know. But there were no issues, and there are no issues. These are young men and women who want to compete at that level. And, you know, I think they deserve a lot of credit for you for how it's gone. But I am, after yesterday, I had worries and concerns. After yesterday, I am much more... I feel more secure about it going ahead, and I think it can go ahead and can go ahead safely.
Now, Leitrim were not able to fulfil their fixture against Down yesterday. Down. And I was trying to read between the lines there of what they were saying and what Terry Hyland was really saying and stuff. Can you explain all that to me?
Well, I interviewed him and I tried to get him to go between the lines and he didn't. So for me to interpret what he said when he wouldn't say it, could be wrong. He said they had. I asked him how many players they had, players awaiting tests and others who could be contacts, so they were reluctant to play. And I put it to him. I asked him how many players were awaiting tests, three or four, and I said, well, normally a squad could have three or four injuries, so you could still bring a team, you know, with three or four injuries. But he said they had another number who could have been close contacts. It was a bit vague, but he did say, I find it strange that only ourselves and Fermanagh seem to be affected by this, that the other counties aren't affected, he said.
And did he say either it's not happening or...
No, Leitrim may well play next weekend. I think they will. They have a home game next weekend. But between the lines, was he saying other counties must have it? I don't know, but that's what he was. That's what he said.
Yeah, I thought he said something like either that. It's not happening or it's they're not saying or something like that. Okay, listen, is it going to be strange? Like that was a big match yesterday, and obviously everyone in Kerry looking forward to it. And I just saw a few highlights, and it's very low key, isn't it? And you know, like a bunch of guys playing in a field.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you see, I've been involved in the club scene, so I've got used to it through the summer. your average GA people have got used to that. Yes, it's strange, but bear in mind the European rugby final was played yesterday. You know, there was a world championship boxing fight in Las Vegas that I watched this morning. You know that, so there's around the world, sport is going ahead with nobody there, by and large, and as Eamon Sweeney pointed out today in the Indo, like. The numbers are rising throughout Europe. The GA isn't the cause of numbers rising throughout Europe, you know. I think the GA have such strict guidelines. And bear in mind, every county manager of a women's team or a men's team and all the players, they want this championship to go ahead and they want to participate and take every caution that is required. So I feel I'm not blasé about it. But I think now the championship can go ahead.
And do you think? It'll make it?
So safe.
Will it make it to the end?
I do. Well, you can't say that, can you? When I mean, obviously, the GA are only going to go with what NPHET say. They will not. If NPHET say it shouldn't go ahead, I think the GA will abide with that. But I think that it has a chance of going ahead now. A better chance than I thought previously. But who knows how the numbers are going to go? You've had a long discussion about it already. But I do think that the bubble that is created is a safe one and people can watch the games. I watched Wicklow and Antrim from Division 4 yesterday. I wouldn't normally watch it. I watched games all the way through. I loved it.
Okay, listen, speaking of the bubble, I heard you refer to this the other day. Just tell people quickly there, when there is money to burn in a sport in terms of what people are able to do, tell people about the NBA going to Disneyland.
Well, roughly, they brought the teams basically and took over every, and they created a real bubble. Even a journalist going to cover it had to go and isolate in a hotel for a week before they were allowed to go to the venue. So they took over wings of hotels for each team and say ballrooms or function rooms. So what would normally be a wedding venue, they used, that became the indoor basketball training area with the ornate roofs and the dance floors, etc. And they just literally stayed only in that bubble and went and played a match and back to their hotel bubble again. You see, I said to Claire Byrne on Friday that, you know, maybe if there were worries, if they got to the last eight and there were worries they couldn't continue, maybe they could go to a place like City West and isolate the teams, because a week later there would only be four left, obviously, because four teams would be beaten. But, you know, and the students could still take their classes and those who work from home could work from the hotel. But the GA will not go for that, because if there's a truck driver or someone who has to be paid compensation, the GA aren't into doing that. So the amateur status will not allow a bubble. But that's how you could, if you wanted to save it with 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, that's one way that could be looked at, but the GA won't do that as an amateur thing. But when the money's to be thrown at it, it was fascinating how it was done.
Yeah, well, listen, we're throwing money at everything else at the moment in this country, so you never know. All right, Des Cal, thanks a million for that.
Cheers, Brendan.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.